This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, let's address a trade that was made a couple of days ago, and that was the fact that Hunter Harvey was dealt from the Washington Nationals to the Kansas City Royals. The Nationals are a team that the Mets pretty much made sellers. They are a team that has a few pieces that I think the Mets could use. I've specifically mentioned the names Dylan Floro and Jesse Winker. Hunter Harvey, and this is concerning, by the way. What I'm about to say is not ideal. Hunter Harvey went for a lot. So think about this. The Kansas City Royals were able to trade a second-round pick in this upcoming draft. The reason they're able to do that is because in the MLB draft, there's an exception for trading picks for teams that hold competitive balance picks. All teams that have either one of the 10 smallest payrolls or revenue pools get an additional pick in the first or second round. So when you saw that trade and you saw, wait a second, how did the Washington Nationals acquire a draft pick? I wasn't familiar with baseball allowing draft pick trades. They don't, but they do allow it for these small revenue teams because they get these extra picks, these competitive balance picks, and those picks are allowed to be traded. So whenever a trade is made, I always like to say, hey, what's the comparison for the Mets? Like, what would have our price have been? Well, we can't trade a draft pick. So the Kansas City Royals offered something that the Mets cannot offer. That's point number one. Point number two, the kid they traded, Caden Wallace, a second-round pick from 2 years ago's draft, is the second-best prospect in the Royals organization. So Kansas City traded their second-best prospect and a very high draft pick for Hunter Harvey. That is an incredibly high price tag. And that's why, when we've talked about adding relievers, I'm open to the idea of using a starting pitcher to go get a reliever, because that kind of premium to pay, that's an awful lot. That's an awful lot for a guy like Hunter Harvey. So as we get closer to July 31st, we'll see what the price tag is. July 30th, to be exact. The deadline is actually the 30th this year, but we'll see what the price tags are. The Mets are going to have to use the power of the pocketbook. We've talked about that before. Using the power of the fact that Steve Cohen can afford to take back either a big contract from a relief pitcher they're acquiring or just taking back a bad contract. That's something that they can hopefully take advantage of. But the Hunter Harvey package, pretty expensive. Now let's get to some of your emails. The RicoB@gmail.com is where you can send them. Negative Dan's got a pretty good email. Even after the loss on Sunday, the way this team closed out the first half means the hype coming out of the break is going to be enormous. I'm sorry if you don't think this is fair, but for as much as Lindor and Nimmo have done for us to get back in it, it is absolutely on them to finish the job in the second half. The biggest weakness since they've been together is finishing strong and handling the pressure that's all about to come back down on them, especially after the incessant "they should be all-stars" talk. It's time for them to change the narrative if they really want to ascend to the next level. You're in a playoff spot, and the expectations are now holding on to that spot, and anything less is a disappointment. The second series out of the break is the Atlanta Braves, and we will talk, and there will be talk about the first wild card spot and revenge for 2022. You say all the time expectations change, and when you finish the first half the way they did and in the spot they did, the pressure now falls squarely on your appointed co-captains for the first time since they've been together to finish the effing job. This is not unrealistic for me to set the bar at this level, and it's time for them to finally make their mark. I won't believe it until I see it, as they've been here and have had more than enough chances to prove that they can handle the situation. It's not me being negative to hold them to the standard. It's time they rise to the occasion. So a lot of stuff on that. Let me start with this. Expectations do change. And I completely agree with you. Obviously, coming into the season, we all had very different views on what we thought the Mets were. I think most Met fans didn't think they were a playoff team. Most people on my radio station didn't think they were a playoff team. That's okay. It's a prediction. It's sports. Most of the time, we're wrong. But as a season goes on, your expectations begin to change. And I would think, I don't care how negative of a Met fan you were, and I'm sure there's a lot of people listening who fit that bill, considering where they are now in a playoff spot, when you look at the teams they're competing with, St. Louis, San Diego, Arizona, when you look at those teams and you look at the Mets and you look at the way they've played over the last how many games, really the last 36 games, I completely agree. I think now as a Met fan, the belief is they better make the freaking playoffs. And I felt that coming into the season. I think in the world we live in, any year that doesn't feature a playoff berth is going to feel like a massive disappointment. But I think that's elevated even more now. They're in a playoff spot. Go do it. So I agree with expectations changing. I don't necessarily, and Dan didn't say this, but he sort of implied this. I don't look at, hey, if they don't catch Atlanta, it's a massive disappointment. I would be very surprised if they catch Atlanta. The fact that they're within striking distance, the fact that they do have those four games against the Braves coming up, it's actually not the second series back from the break. It's the third series back from the break. The Mets will play the Marlins for four. It's a wraparound series, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Two games against the Yankees, the second portion of the Subway Series, and then they play Atlanta for four. I don't think catching the Braves is a must. It'd be nice. I mean, geez, wild card series at Citi Field, sign me up. Even if it didn't work out that well 2 years ago. It's making the playoffs. That's the bar. Wild card two, wild card three, doesn't freaking matter. It's making the playoffs. And I definitely agree with that assessment that that's the new bar. Is it on Brandon Nimmo and Francisco Lindor? I don't think it's squarely on them, but yeah, they're their best players. They had all-star first halves, right? Lindor's the $300 million man. That never changes. He's always going to have high expectations. But I think the other guy that has high expectations is Pete Alonso. Pete did not have a great first half. His numbers are pedestrian. That's basically what they are right now. 19 home runs, 51 RBIs, a 240-ish batting average, 250-ish batting average. It's not great. And most of his hits have just not been that impactful. I'd be the first to tell you that. So if we're making a list on guys that need to perform big, that guys that you need big second halves from, of course the all-stars, the should-be all-stars, are going to have high bars. But I would also put that on Pete Alonso as well. I would definitely say that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.